Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Johanna Ferreira, content director of Pop Sugar Juntos. Juntos is all about celebrating Latinx culture, pride, our many intersectional identities, and joy. Thanks to support from Prime, there's so much to get into over at Juntos this month. From conversations with the Latinx minds behind our favorite new movies and resurrected TV shows, to thoughtful celebrity commentary and exclusive interviews with some of the biggest Latin music artists today. And it doesn't stop there. Get more of the music, movies, and shopping you love on Prime. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more of whatever you're into from streaming to shopping. And get all of our latest coverage at popsugar.com/juntos. Con amor, Johanna.
In June of this year, a 72-year-old man in the UK named Gerald Stratford posted a photograph of himself in his garden on Twitter. He wrote, "Just giving my onions their daily inspection, a crucial time now for veg." The tweet, like many of Gerald Stratford's tweets, went viral. When was the first time you thought about Twitter or heard this thing Twitter?
Right. As an extra part of my hobby, I like growing big vegetables to show in local competitions mainly. And in 2019, early 2019, one or two of my friends around the country said, "Gerald, we're on Twitter." And I said, "What's Twitter?" And they explained to me it's a forum similar to Facebook. And if you go on it, they said, you know, we can send photographs to each other, talk. And so I thought, yes, I think I'd do that.
He says his nephew Stephen helped him get all set up.
And so once a week I would just randomly take a photograph of what I'm doing, send it on Twitter, and, you know, talk amongst my friends. And then in May of 2020, I had a bucket of new potatoes in the greenhouse, which were ready to harvest. So I said, "Come on, Liz, let's go out and see what we've got." And we took a before and after photograph of harvesting this bucket of potatoes. And I got just under 4 pounds of spanking new, shiny potatoes. And I just put a comment on Twitter with the photograph. And a short while later, my phone was going ballistic. I really didn't know what was going on. And so I phoned Stephen up. Stephen said, "I'll come back." So he come back a while later and he said, "You've just gone viral." And I said, "What's viral?"
Underneath your Twitter bio, it says, "Retired fisherman and gardener, heavy into growing big veg."
Yes.
You sign all of your tweets, "Cheers."
Yes. Yeah, it's a nice word, isn't it? You know, it's almost like saying smile. Smile, please.
Will you read me a couple of the tweets that you've put out recently, what they've said?
One moment. "Now, what shall I do with this big boy celery?"
It's a gigantic celery you're holding. What did you do with that celery? Put peanut butter on it?
Marmite and peanut butter is my favourite. You can do so much with celery. Cream cheese is a nice one. Cream cheese with pineapple.
Oh.
Or cream, this is a nice one to give it a crunch. Cream cheese with walnuts.
Will you describe the picture for me in that tweet?
It was me dressed in my normal gardening gear. I always like to smile. You know, it's no good having a miserable face if somebody's taking a photograph, is it?
You're wearing suspenders?
Oh, yes, I wear suspenders all the time. I do like fashion. I like, even when I'm gardening, why shouldn't I be smart?
I'm looking at this picture, and there's a picture of you standing near a potato plant, and then another side by side with this great bowl of these brand new potatoes.
That's it.
Could you read it?
This variety is Charlotte, all from 15 seeds. The ones in my lap all weigh over 1 pound. The biggest went 1 pound 10 ounces. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
In practically every tweet he posts, there's a picture included of Gerald posing with a vegetable, smiling. Sometimes he writes what he's going to cook with it. Just picking some Victoria plums, we're now going to make some jam. Other times, he'll include gardening tips, like, now is the time to order your big veg seed. I think demand will be high this winter. Cheers. And sometimes, he just writes something simple. I thought I would brighten up the day. It's raining outside. Cheers. That one was posted with a picture of a carrot. Gerald says he always tries to respond to anyone who writes to him on Twitter, just saying hi or asking for gardening advice. And now he posts videos too, showing how he stores carrots for the winter or how to dry and prepare string beans to plant next year.
Good morning. Runner beans or string beans for next year. There's the dry pod, which I've let the frost attack. Now I am just taking the beans out. They are lovely. Cheers.
I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love. Tell me a little bit about where you live and what it's like there in your garden.
Right, I live in this little village of Milton under Wychwood in West Oxfordshire. It's just at the beginning of the Cotswolds, an area of UK called the Cotswolds. I think it's pretty, very pretty. We have a very small front garden, but a very big back garden. And we spend most of our days in the back garden.
Gerald grows all kinds of vegetables in his garden. Carrots, tomatoes, pumpkins, lettuce, cauliflower, and potatoes. Lots of potatoes. And the fun thing, when I grow potatoes, I love to grow potatoes. The exciting thing is getting to dig for them and not actually knowing what you're going to find. And then you find a really big one hiding.
Yes. Any vegetable which is growing below the ground, there's a tinge of excitement because you don't know what is below the ground. You know, you could have a lovely crop of foliage and you think, here goes, and there's hardly anything. And you could go next door, have a little spindly plant, which is absolutely stuffed with potatoes below.
Gerald has the gardens around his house, and he also has what's called an allotment in his town's community garden.
It's something we've done in this country since, the First World War. You know, when soldiers come back from the war, they needed somewhere to grow stuff to produce food for their families. And the government created allotments up and down the country. And it's still going now. You know, you pay a rent for a small piece of land to grow vegetables.
Gerald remembers when he was growing up in a village called Cassington. His father had an allotment.
When I was a young lad, my father, he was very ill, and me and my brothers were always helping him to do the things which he was struggling with. But he was a very good gardener, and he gave me a very small piece of his garden, and I planted lettuce and radish. He gave me some lettuce seed and radish seed. I think I was about five.
How'd it go?
Fine. I used to get up first thing in the morning, run down the garden, look at it, give it some water, come home from school, straight down the garden.
Tell me about your father. What did he do? What was his job, and what type of a gardener was he?
Well, I think he was the best gardener in the world, but I'd be biased, wouldn't I? He was a farm labourer. He was mixed up in the Second World War. I was born just after the Second World War, 1948. And he was very ill, very ill. He had tuberculosis, back problems, and sadly he passed away in 1966 when I was only 17. But in the 17 years we were together, we packed so much in.
What was his favorite thing to grow?
Onions.
He liked onions.
Yes, onions and sweet peas. He loved sweet peas, and in the winter, well, autumn, leading up to Christmas, he always had carnations in the greenhouse. Any flower which Dad grew was for his wife, my mum, my mother.
And what do you remember when you were a little boy? What was the best thing that you remember eating out of your father's garden in the summer? What was the thing that you all enjoyed eating the most?
Going back then, everything was seasonal. You only ate salad when salad was available. You never ate salad in the winter. And so the first salad Mother used to make in a large ceramic bowl with tomatoes, cucumber, radish, lettuce. She used to chop up some mint to go with it, and boiled eggs cut in half on the top. And that would be in the center of the table with a plate of bread, sliced bread either side, for me, Dad, and my brothers. You know, that I'll never forget that. You know, the best supermarket or shop in the world will never be as good as a fresh vegetable. You've harvested yourself, brought it indoors, prepared and cooked, or eat raw.
Do you like to cook yourself now? Do you enjoy cooking your own vegetables?
I've got a very good partner in Elizabeth who cooks lovely food. But yes, I like cooking as well.
Elizabeth Stratford is Gerald's partner. Gerald often tweets about the different things she's doing with the vegetables. In one tweet, he wrote, "I do like a nice fresh cabbage. Liz will cook it with new potatoes and a nice pie. Cheers." Sometimes Liz appears in the photos too. Once, Gerald posted a photo of the two of them sitting in their garden, surrounded by flowers. He wrote, "Liz and myself taking in the last of the rays before dinner. Cheers." How long ago did you two meet?
We've known each other for nearly 50 years, but we've only lived together for five.
When I was in my early 20s, I came home for the summer, and this fella came in the pub and asked me, would I go to a dance with him at the village hall? And I said, yes, all right. So we went to the village hall.
This is Liz Stratford. She also grew up in Cassington, and her parents owned a pub there. And one evening, she went to a dance with a young man named Ralph Stratford. And then his younger brother, Gerald, asked Liz to dance.
And we were dancing, and he said to me, you came for my brother Ralph, didn't you? And I said, yes. And he said, well, you won't be going home with him, will you? And I said, excuse me, yes, I will. So I did go home with brother Ralph, and I married brother Ralph, and we were married for 43 years until he died of leukemia in 2010. But all this time, Gerald has been a friend. He, in the meantime, had got married and had children. And his marriage ended, unfortunately. Anyway, after Ralph died, Gerald used to come round giving me support. And one thing led to another, and we got together. And then we decided we'd move in together about 5 years ago. So we've been friends for over 50 years, but together for 5 years.
So you were in the pub and you see Liz. What did you think?
My brother scored here. my brother's got a good one there. You know.
And now, 50 years later?
Yes, we're an item. I love her dearly.
Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove.
Hi, I'm Johanna Ferreira, content director of Pop Sugar Juntos. Juntos is all about celebrating Latinx culture, pride, our many intersectional identities, and joy. Thanks to support from Prime, there's so much to get into over at Juntos this month. From conversations with the Latinx minds behind our favorite new movies and resurrected TV shows, to thoughtful celebrity commentary and exclusive interviews with some of the biggest Latin music artists today. And it doesn't stop there. Get more of the music, movies, and shopping you love on Prime. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more of whatever you're into, from streaming to shopping. And get all of our latest coverage at popsugar.com/juntos. Con amor, Johanna.
You've known each other for so long. I've always wondered, when you know someone for so long, do you feel like there's a point where you don't have to try to fill the space anymore with talking? Sometimes you can just be with someone and let it be quiet and go about your business in the garden, and you know the person's there and they know you're there, and that's good enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets to a stage when you almost know what the other person's thinking.
You know, I'll come in and say something, and Elizabeth has said, I've just thought of that, Gerald, and vice versa. Sometimes Elizabeth will say something which I'm thinking. You know, we're on the same wavelength. It's much, you know, being friends is so much deeper than that word love. You know, love is there, yeah. But the word friend, I think, is such a big, big word. I'm not a person for showing sort of feelings. I'm quite a strong-willed person. Possibly some people might say I'm opinionated. But I do show my love for Elizabeth in a lot of different ways by just being her servant, doing anything she wants me to do. You know, if there's something with, since she's broke her ankle, bless her, she's struggling a little bit, and I just take over and do all the things she can't. And that is love.
Of course it is. I think they call that, there's all these different types of love languages I read about once, and I think that you're a guy who does something called acts of service. And a lot of people like that. I personally think acts of service is the best of the love languages. So, Gerald, you and I might be on the same page.
He's taken.
What do you think is the key to a good relationship? What are the things that we get wrong when we're younger and confused by other things? What do you think? What do you think is the key?
Being on the same wavelength, liking the same things, and having patience. I think that's one of the greatest things. I mean, when I was younger, I used to fly off the handle at things, you know. Much as I loved my first husband, we'd have awful rows because we'd disagree over something, and I would fly off the handle and so would he. But with Gerald, if he gets a bit, he does had his moments, and I just think, oh, it'll blow over and do nothing. It does. I do think patience is a great virtue.
I decided right at the very beginning Twitter would be just me, Liz, and the garden. Sometimes if I want to tweet with, say, some chutneys or pickles or something, I run that over with Elizabeth because she's a part of it. But most of the time, I just go with the flow. That's an old English saying, go with the flow. I write it down on a piece of paper first, and if I like it, I then tweet it. You know, I'm just going to tell the world, if they're interested, what I do in my garden. And I think with this lockdown and so many people are sad, it's giving them a light, you know, to enjoy. You know, I love my vegetables immensely, you know. I'm not senile, but I do talk to them when I'm tending to them and everything. And why not? You know, it's a positive thing, isn't it?
Is that true? Is that true, Liz? Does he talk to his vegetables?
Oh, yes, he does.
Do you catch him? So you catch him talking to his vegetables out there. He doesn't have to talk to you all the time because he's got all of his vegetables to talk to.
Yeah, that's right. I tell you, he even has a radio in the greenhouse in the summer for the tomatoes, and he plays the radio for them to keep them happy.
I say good morning every morning. And I say good night every night.
If I sense her feeling a bit lonely, I put the radio on.
What radio station do you put on?
Oh, it all depends on the weather. If it's a bit cloudy and not very nice, you know, I put some happy music on. But I think most of the time they just like a nice bit of classical.
I would say classical too. That's what I thought you were going to say first.
Yeah. No, but if I love them, they will love me back by producing.
I wonder if it feels different now. Because before, when you were just tweeting for your buddies, the stakes were kind of low. But now you've got almost 200,000 people looking at these.
Yes, I just try and be just nice and polite and hope that that works.
For Christmas this year, Gerald and Liz are preparing packages to send to their children and grandchildren with the chutneys, jams, and pickles they've been making all summer long. Gerald says he's planning to make a Christmas lunch that will include lots of vegetables from his garden, roasted parsnips, carrots and potatoes, and Brussels sprouts with bacon and chestnuts. After that, he and Liz will watch the Queen's annual Christmas speech on television. Thank you both, and I hope you have a good rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Okay, good. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Our producers are Susanna Robertson and Aaron Wade. Audio mix by Michael Raphael, Johnny Vince Evans, and Rob Byers of Final Final V2. Our illustrator is Julian Alexander. You can see photos of Gerald on our website, where we've got his recipe for Brussels sprouts with bacon and chestnuts. Go to thisisloveshow.com. What's the biggest vegetable you've ever grown?
Weight-wise, a pumpkin, 152 pounds.
Wow.
I've had carrots 48 inches long. I've had potatoes 2 pounds, 4 ounces. And I'm thinking next year of trying to produce a giant potato. Watch this space.
This Is Love is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collection of the best podcasts around. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love.
Hi, I'm Johanna Ferreira, content director of Pop Sugar Juntos. Juntos is all about celebrating Latinx culture, pride, our many intersectional identities, and joy. Thanks to support from Prime, there's so much to get into over at Juntos this month. From conversations with the Latinx minds behind our favorite new movies and resurrected TV shows, to thoughtful celebrity commentary, and exclusive interviews with some of the biggest Latin music artists today. And it doesn't stop there. Get more of the music, movies, and shopping you love on Prime. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more of whatever you're into, from streaming to shopping. And get all of our latest coverage at popsugar.com/juntos. Con amor, Johanna.
Why do you run? Why does anyone?
I always thought that runners loved running. And that's not the case. Most runners hate running. But they choose to do it.
In the new docuseries, Running Sucks, brought to you by Team Milk, Abby Ayers learns why women runners everywhere are driven to go the distance.
It really is about taking my power back and proving myself wrong.
Team Milk is about fueling women's performance and helping them along their marathon journeys. You can sign up now for the inaugural Every Woman's Marathon taking place in Savannah, Georgia on November 16th, 2024. Learn more and register at everywomansmarathon.com.